Good morning and welcome in. It's time again for the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands here on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I'm Gary David. We'll be joined by folks. I should mention this more often. These are all folks that I have done business with. And when you find yourself in need for one of these businesses, I will certainly hope you'll call them as well. Trey Powell will be joining us in a few minutes. He is with Mosquito Joe. Here in Columbia, the incredible barrier spray. I've been using their services for about 3 summers now, and I don't suffer from mosquito bites at my place. Walk off my property, I'm fair game, but not on my property. That incredible spray. We'll talk about that with Trey coming up. James Carwell from Freedom Plumbing. Done a lot of business with James over the last couple of years. You know, plumbers do gas lines too. Some tips. What a conversation we had a few weeks back about gas lines, and if you're adding a gas appliance, how that may be a little more complicated than you think, depending on what you're adding on. So we'll discuss all that right there. And Michael Nicholson, who starts us off, joins us, the co-owner of the Moving Squad, who's moved a lot of stuff for me as well. Michael, you're up first. Good morning, sir. How are you, man?
Good moving. Good morning, sir.
Good moving. Talking to you earlier in the week, sounds like you guys are hopping right now, brother.
Yes, sir. We are. Our schedules are, you know, mostly full, and just trying to help as many people as we can and, you know, take care of them correctly.
Well, I know y'all make it a point of doing that. And we want to talk a bit this morning about, you know, earlier this week you mentioned to me that they're starting to ramp up. You're getting more and more phone calls. First thing in the morning, people saying, "Hey, Michael, I hired a mover and they didn't show up." How widespread is this problem, man?
It honestly is pretty widespread, because if you look at the actual ORS PSE moving companies in the Midlands, there's only, you know, 10 of us.
Wait, let me back up a minute. There are only 10 here in the Midlands that are licensed, yeah. ORS licensed?
That are not interstate. I'm not talking
okay.
about interstate
okay.
guys.
Okay, I got you.
But
got
there's, you know, it's local guys. You know, that have gone through the licensing process, gone through the insurance process, you know, been vetted, you know, we've had our background checks. And, you know, I hear all kinds of, as far as on social media, things of that nature. And I'll see posts where somebody's asking for a mover. And then I'll see names that I've never even heard of. I'll go check the PDF form on the ORS's website that lists all the moving companies, and sure enough, their name's not there. But yeah, it's you know, it started back roughly. It's about 9:15 to about 9:45, and I'll start getting the calls of, "My mover didn't show up. Is there any way you can help me today?"
Wow, that's a tough spot to be in, no doubt about that. And I guess this you mentioned these are movers that aren't typically licensed. By the state that it gets involved. But I guess over the discussions we've had over the years, this sometimes happens with even, you know, licensed movers too, right? Something happens, they get backed up or whatever, they don't get a truck back in. I mean, it can happen to anybody, can it?
It certainly can, but I can tell you, you know, with scheduling, you know, making sure that you're giving good service to your customers, it doesn't happen. You know, you don't overbook yourself, because when you overbook yourself, then you open yourself up to that opportunity.
Right.
And, you know, if you can't be responsible to your customers, then who can you be responsible to?
Well, yeah.
And I can certainly tell you, you know, when I book somebody, you'll hear that, you know, hesitant in their voices. Now, Michael, are you sure that I'm on this date? And I'm like, yes, you're good to go. I got you.
Yeah, it wouldn't take but a couple of instances where you couldn't keep up with your schedule, and boy, the word gets out, and that's not a good word to get out right there.
That is 100% correct. Because you're only as good as your last move.
Ain't that the truth, huh? And the immortal words of Janet Jackson, "What have you done for me lately?"
Yes, sir. Okay. Doesn't matter what you did last week or the month before.
Let's go back to reputable movers again for a second. And I mean, in your estimation, over the years, how many different times would you estimate you've come across people that are posing as movers who aren't ORS PSE licensed in the state?
Hundreds.
Really?
Yes, sir. I jokingly call them two guys in a pickup. you know, because they'll go rent a truck or they'll do something. But, you know, if you have people show up to your house and they're not in uniform, you know, you can understand one here and there, but, you know, as an overall, you know, they should all be in the same uniform. You know, you should have paperwork. And I will tell you, by the state of South Carolina, if your move is a regulated move, there is an insurance line that you have to sign before one piece of furniture is touched.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on a bill of lading that is approved by the government that we have to use. There's only four different variations of this form that we can use. And they all look pretty close to the same, but the verbiage is a little different. But there's an insurance line that must be signed before any piece of furniture is touched. And if somebody starts to grab stuff and you haven't signed a piece of paper, you need to pause real quick and make some tough choices.
Hit the reset button right there, yeah. Now, let's help folks out here, people that are in need of making a move. What is the best way, Michael, to go about doing some quick research to find out whether or not the person or the company you're talking to is a licensed mover by the state of South Carolina?
The quickest way is to go to the ORS website. ORS, I believe it's ors.sc.gov.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And then I just use the search bar in the upper right. And I just type in moving companies, and usually it's the first or second search result that has the PDF, which has every licensed mover in the state of South Carolina listed.
Mm-hmm.
And it has you just have to open it up and go through and look.
Has a pretty good amount of information about them too, does it not?
Yes, sir. It has the owner's name there. It has, has contact information. It has our listed address with the state where our yard's at, where our trucks are covered. Doesn't have any of our information there as far as insurance is concerned, but you know, I can certainly tell you if any of my customers ever ask me my insurance, I can produce, you know, my cord form, you know, in a matter of minutes. I can produce my workers' comp form, my general liability. So those are all things to protect you because, you know, moving is an imperfect science and accidents will happen. Regardless of what you do, they will happen. But it's all about the way you respond when that accident happens.
So it's interesting. As protective as we are in this day and age of our personal information, you know, this and that, I mean, you name it, it just doesn't pay to just go, you know, find somebody with a lowball rate that may or may not be a reputable mover licensed by the state and entrust them with everything you own.
I will tell you, I am amazed at how many people care more about their phone than they do about, you know, their bed or their living room, you know, their clothing, all the worldly possessions. You know, if somebody, some stranger were to walk up to you on the street and ask to use your phone, you know, you might cut your speakerphone on and hold your phone in your hand, say, okay, here, you know, make whatever call you need to make, but I'm going to hold it. You know, but you wouldn't let somebody take your phone and say, hey, come back in 2 hours. I'll be standing here waiting for you to give me my phone back.
Right.
But yeah, they do that with every possession they own.
And of course, we're talking about an extreme scenario, but it's happened, right? I mean, somebody loads up a truck and takes off, and you never see it again.
I mean, go to YouTube and type in moving day disasters. It happens with far too much frequency in the United States. I mean, of course, some of the larger markets, it happens way more, you know, than, you know, in Atlanta or Charlotte than it does here. But, yeah, you know, there's still people out there with bad intentions.
Yes, there are. Now, let's for a moment say, okay, you haven't just hired somebody who's going to rip you off and take off with your stuff. You never see it again. But you have hired somebody not licensed by the state and something goes wrong. You know, something gets broken. Or, I mean, you name it. As the customer, do you have any recourse with the licensing boards when it comes to having hired a mover that's not licensed? Or are you talking about having to go to a magistrate's court now?
It is a personal claim. It is not. The only thing that the state will do is they will, you know, go after that company and they will give them a ticket for operating without a license. Mm-hmm. And then that company will get on the radar of the people that patrol, and they'll start looking for them to stop them from doing more. Mm-hmm. But there is no retroactive action they can do. So, you will be in small claims court trying to get your stuff back, and that's if you can track them down.
Yeah. So maybe you've helped the next potential victim, but you're not able to have recourse for yourself, at least not through the state.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Now, we know we are looking at low interest rates. We're looking at, again, the real estate market is making a comeback with the rest of the economy here. But as we talked a couple of weeks ago, you're seeing more and more cases of homes that are going up on the market and are selling like that and leaving people on the lurch.
Well, I can tell you, Thursday I did an estimate, and they put their house on the market Friday. And I got an email this morning on the way in that told me that they had multiple offers already sold and they're ready to set the date for their move. And that happens often with the majority of estimates. Always get everything in line before you put that on the market, because it's going to move. So if you're priced right in a good area, it's going to move. It's going to move quick.
And I guess part of, being ready for it is having a place to go.
Yes, sir. 100% correct.
You are seeing more and more people that you're having to actually put all their stuff in storage, you've been telling me, because they figured, what the heck, it's going to take a couple weeks, couple months to sell my house. They haven't even looked at any other place yet. Wow. What kind of expense are we talking about there, Michael?
Well, essentially, you're going to move twice. So you just doubled your number. So, I would hope that whatever number you got on your house made that worth it. But essentially, at the end of the day, you're going to move twice. Now, of course, it's probably spread out over a few months, but just did one last week that the rental house they got was large enough so that we could put everything in the double car garage and the two spare bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just kept out what they needed. And instead of actually trying to find a home, they were like, hey, we'll take this opportunity to build a home. So they told me to come back in 6 months and they'll be ready to move.
All right. Work well for them. I mean, there are a lot of things you need to consider before you list your home. The moving company, the timetable with when it comes to the financing and dealing with the bank, the mortgage company, and that's for folks who haven't done it in a long time. And if you haven't done it in a long time, a reminder that after what happened here in the real estate market and the financing and the loans here several years back. Boy, just the sheer amount of paperwork you've got to do to apply for a mortgage now is incredible.
I will say, when I did mine last year, when you do have an exceptional mortgage person, they can certainly help out with that to a point. But mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a lot of documentation you need to be ready to move.
Yeah, last time we moved, you guys helped us with that. It was the first time we moved in almost 20 years. It was a whole different world from the time we'd moved 20 years ago to this last time. I'd rather not do that again, tell you the truth. That's just me, though. Well, we know there are a lot of reasons. And hey, these days, with as mobile as we are there any other things you need to be concerned about if your move is as opposed to across town, across country?
The main thing is just having your timelines in order. First and foremost, with traveling that distance, you got to be dealing with good people. You've got to do your homework on those moves. That's where most of your fraud comes in for your people out there with bad intentions. But, get estimates. Is the estimate binding? Can the estimate change? If it can change, what are those parameters that can make it change? Most of us that will go cross country, out of state, I'm willing to set a not to exceed number.
Okay.
And say, okay, no matter what happens, it's not going to go over this as long as the parameters stay this. And that's always the key, is having those parameters set out ahead of time.
So what are parameters we talking about here? What should the customer be asking?
Well, not trying to call any one particular out, but you do have people who move by weight, and they'll come in and guesstimate your weight inside the house.
Okay.
And then they'll get to a weigh station and say, oh, well, we were off, 2,000 pounds. Well, you need to have some documentation showing that. Like for me, I don't move by weight, so that never comes into my conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But you do need to, you want an empty weight ticket of the truck and you want a loaded weight ticket of the truck. And it'd be nice if you could be there because you can then spot some little tricks, like you come through with your tanks empty,
yeah.
All the guys jump out of the truck, and then when they weigh it loaded,
right.
They fill their tanks up and all the guys stay in the truck.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
Little ways you can try to add some stuff. And if you see somebody doing that, then that should let you know it's just dishonest.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So, yeah.
But outside of that, you know, then it's about access for the unload. You know, is it, a 20-yard walk, a 50-yard walk, a 100-yard walk? Are there, if you're moving into a condo in a downtown area, are there specific time frames that you can unload?
Right, yes.
Does there have to be a COI with the condo building so that you can walk into the building? If so, then that needs to be given to the property management people before you even load the truck.
It's a certificate of insurance.
I've heard stories, I've had to go downtown and unload trucks for out-of-state companies because they couldn't produce the COI.
Wow. Okay.
And I've already got one on file with all the buildings downtown, right. So... my guys can walk right in and do it.
Okay. Well, we'll have to take up that conversation again one of these days because it's the more we know, the more knowledgeable we are, the better choice that we'll make, certainly. Michael, thank you so much, my friend. The Moving Squad, how can folks get a hold of you guys?
Best way to get us is our number, 803-915-SQUAD. That's 915-7782. Of course, the website, movingsquadscforsouthcarolina.com. As always, our ORS PSC number. 9859.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Happy moving, man.
Thank you, sir. Happy moving to you.